This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
What do you do when you get into a fight? And I'm not talking about a physical fight, but the kind of fight that Daniel got into when he prayed for 21 days. I'm talking about the kind of fight that Jesus found himself in when he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Those are real fights. And if you've ever been involved in a fight at any point in your life, a fight for your job, a physical fight, a fight for your relationship, you know that you have to dig deep. And when it comes to our Christian lives, one thing that we need to realize is that every day, from the time we wake up to the time that we sleep, we are in a fight. We are involved in a conflict. There is a struggle between good and evil, and that struggle is a spiritual battle. And it goes on every day. As we grow older and become more mature Christians, we are called to be equipped with the weapons that God has given us. We are called to put on the whole armor of God. And the question I want to ask you is, have you answered that call? Have you answered the call to put on the whole armor of God? Have you answered the call to pray without ceasing? Have you answered the call to pray always?
When I look at all of the pieces of the full armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, I see that you need the belt of truth. You need the breastplate of righteousness. You need the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. But if you don't remember all of these individual pieces, I urge you to remember Jesus. If you don't remember the belt of truth, remember Jesus. If you don't remember the breastplate of righteousness, remember Jesus. If you don't remember the gospel of peace, remember Jesus, because he is the Prince of Peace.
The devil comes to steal. He's a thief. A thief will only steal or attempt to steal where he sees value. So this must tell you that if the devil comes to steal from a believer, then as believers, we have something precious. We have something of value. And I want to speak to you right now if you feel as though you've been robbed of something valuable by the enemy. If he's come into your home and robbed you of your peace, then stand for it no more. If the enemy has somehow managed to rob you of the joy inside your heart, stand for it no more. You draw the line and reclaim what is meant for you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't let the enemy rob you of your joy, of your strength. You have to draw the line.
Exodus 14, verse 14. The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. What does that tell you? It tells me that the battle is not yours. This battle you face should be...
This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
Fought with hands raised in prayer because it's a battle that you are surrendering off to a higher authority. Raising your hands in thanksgiving and praise is another key to victory in a battle. Ask Paul and Silas. They'll tell you all about how raised hands in worship and praise can invoke the mighty power of God. Now, the last fight you were in, did you consider raising up your hands? The fight you are currently in, have you considered raising up your hands? The fights you will face in the future, will you consider raising up your hands? When a man or woman of God raises up their hands in a battle, in a spiritual battle, you are surrendering the fight to the Lord.
Jesus Christ did not die on a cross, all for you to be timid and robbed of all hope and faith by the devil. Be bold. Speak and proclaim that no weapon that is formed against me shall succeed. Speak God's word and declare that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Declare that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In other words, I will not lack.
The Bible tells us that if we resist the devil, he will flee. Because when we invite God into the problem, when we invite Jesus in our circumstances, then the devil has to get out. So in that moment, when you feel backed into a corner, when you feel pressure on every side, when the enemy is closing in, fix your eyes on God. Remember your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and He will turn the evil day into a victory.
You see, I don't think many of us really understand the significance of raising your hands in prayer, raising your hands in surrender, raising your hands in praise. Too many of us don't understand how significant that is. You don't take a spiritual swing at the devil and hope to knock him out. You kneel before God and He will crush the enemy before you. When you kneel before God, He will fight for you. And when it comes to fighting, when it comes to spiritual battles, don't ever underestimate the role of prayer. Don't ever underestimate the advantage that prayer gives you. To be able to call on the authority that's in the name of Jesus, that's a powerful advantage to us as believers. To be able to use God's word in prayer, that's an advantage to us. At the name of Jesus Christ, demons tremble. When you call on the word of God, it is living and powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Prayer is so very important to the Christian life. It's important to us. It's important for us. Jesus took time to teach his disciples how to pray. He taught them what to pray for and when to pray. Equally, I admire the willingness of the disciples to have asked to be taught how to pray. You see, they were around Jesus a lot. They saw how often he withdrew from them to go and pray. They saw how seriously Jesus took prayer. It wasn't a game when it came to prayer, and I'm sure the disciples saw this in Jesus. And this is why we too need to understand the power and importance of prayer. It should be a desire for each of us to become prayer warriors. And as prayer warriors, we are to soak everything we love and everything we're associated with in prayer. Think of prayer like an umbrella. When you're fighting those spiritual storms, the umbrella of prayer will cover us. It will cover our families and loved ones. Even through life's battles, through life's highs and lows, through the struggles and hardships, through the mountains and valleys, everything that we go through should be done in prayer. It all should be covered by prayer. You see, going to church, reading the Bible, doing good deeds are necessary for Christian living, but only through the discipline of prayer can we overcome temptations and struggles. Only when we become a prayer warrior can we defeat this unseen enemy that is lurking in the dark, trying to deceive us. Only through prayer can we experience God's power and might. Only then can we experience what it's like to live under the protection of God Almighty. And it's only by this discipline that we can maintain our course and not lose focus on the commands of our King and Lord, Jesus Christ.